Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A lot of questions you ask in your stream gets guys like, should you put in them like pickles?
Those questions that would get guys sweat.
Why did you and your ex break up?
Wanted different things.
So you cheated?
No, I didn't.
Should've.
I should've.
Oh, okay, damn!
Do you miss her?
From time to time.
Then why are you here right now?
Why am I here right now?
Yeah, on my E-date. Go
to move
text
on.
Her.
No,
text
to move
right
on.
Now.
No?
No,
no.
So
no, yeah, you're gonna help me move on, actually.
I don't wanna be a rebound.
You're gonna be a layup.
Layup? Wait, how big are
5 on like my best day.
How much money do you make?
Realistically, we could run up a bag together.
Yeah? Alright, yeah. I'm down.
I am here with John and Caitlin today, and you guys are from the gaming Twitch side of the internet, right? Now, how do you guys... I'm going to let you guys do the introductions for yourselves.
You can start first.
Hi, I'm Sub Caitlin. I stream on Twitch.
I'm John. I mean, if you guys play Valorant, I'm sure you guys know me, but...
No one knows you like that.
Oh, damn.
My ego.
People only know you because of that.
Oh,
yeah, they still know me, though.
So how do you guys know each other?
Met on Valorant.
No, Twitch.
Okay, yeah. He came on my E-dates one time.
It started off with me just streaming on a couch one night, and she was drinking. And I had a breathalyzer suit.
To work the breathalyzer, I got a little tube you don't have to blow in.
Why but, is like, the breathalyzer this scale, so low?
I would change this to not horny to horny. And like me talking to you right now, I'm about right here.
Yeah, that wasn't Riz though. I mean, I was really drunk, so I thought it was funny. But if I was sober, I would have been disconnected.
That's not what everyone said in the comments.
No, that was mad funny.
TikTok
bro.
Comments were all like 12 years old. So like, oh, W Riz. But in real life, I was just drunk.
So how come your chat says I'm a Riz master?
No one says that!
Yeah, you're still here with me!
Oh.
Yeah, because Jimmy asked me to kind of know you're coming.
Oh, right.
I came here first, so therefore you followed me here.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's here.
Yo, man, so cute, guys. Anyways, so after the breastalot, did you guys go on a take it a little bit further, like after... You know, the little joke. You gotta get the joke in, make her
laugh.
But then it's gotta proceed with some actual, you know.
Yeah, so I sent her a DM, obviously, because I was like, damn, this is pretty smooth. And it didn't go through.
Oh, wait, what happened?
She didn't respond to me.
The DM?
Like, yeah, but then 2 days later, she responded to me. I was like, oh, okay, I'm in.
Oh, shit.
And next you know, she just said, hey, that's it. Like
That's it? The driest answer known to man.
Like, hey, LOL. She had to add the LOL just to...
Right.
Laugh out loud, but she didn't laugh out loud.
I don't think I said that.
You didn't?
No, I actually want to pull it up.
All right, pull it up there.
This is not familiar.
Yeah, because I feel like the joke, you know, gets your foot in the door, but then the conversations, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I found it. September 25th, 2021.
Wait, Jimmy. Before we start, hold on. Let me say so. Before we start.
No. Let me read it. Then you go give your explanation. Now, September, if I do my months properly, it comes before Halloween. All right? John goes, does it fart or what? All right? Caitlin goes, what? My community some ops. It was for my subathon. Made me DM you that.
He's blaming it's his okay. viewers.
No, okay, so let me explain.
It's okay, oh. Lamau, you're good. When we finna run it up with Ryu. Oh, Ryu.
Ryu,
I'm down anytime. Goddamn, motherfucker, you sleep schedule is chocked. Yeah, been knowing him for a good minute. We talk almost every day. My schedule is terrible. I usually play at the time that I message you. Don't tell me your ass just woke up.
Wait, this is before.
This is before
we even like actually talked or like met.
Right.
So this is me like DMs. Slid in, yeah. Okay,
your leading DM was this well, fart or what?
Right, yeah, and I only right. answer because we had mutual.
All right, the thing is, I was doing a subathon. Basically, what a subathon is every time you get a subscription, it adds to the timer how long you stream.
Uh-huh.
Right, and so one of my
it's a dare.
Yeah, so one of my dares for my incentive was to DM anyone like on Twitter,
right.
and I didn't know who Caitlin was. I actually did not know. So someone's like, oh, DM sub Caitlin. I was like, I don't know her, so fuck it. I don't care. So I typed in.
What was
in.
Your first impression when you saw the page, when you saw the profile? Like,
she cool. But I'm not looking.
I
was like, I wasn't looking for a girl at the time because like right. during the time I was starting to focus on Twitch and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah. So I asked, does that shit fart? I had to know.
You're embarrassed sending that?
No.
That's weird.
You responded.
Yeah, actually, you responded.
Because we had mutuals, right? So I'm like,
so that's the right excuse.
What was the following messages?
Oh, shoot. I think we scroll all the way back up.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No. Hey, but it got her to respond.
Facts.
Yeah. You can't just be saying, hey. I mean, unless you're like a pretty boy, ABB, 11 out of 10, curly hair, perm.
You got to send a message that somehow is intriguing enough. And it's stupid. Also, it like sometimes the different girls would respond to different things. So if she responded to a troll ass message like that, then it says something about her too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She probably liked fart jokes.
No, but I only responded because you have mutuals.
That shit probably do fart, so she probably felt offended or something.
her farts probably stink. No, I'm just kidding. No. Okay, and then. Later on, like 2 weeks go by, you double text with the, yo, Caitlin, what's up? I'm finna send you the special, but I'm debating now.
Hey, yo, I would've just sent it without even telling her.
I'm finna send you the special. What's the special?
Yeah, scroll down. You'll see the special.
Oh, say swear right now, Caitlin.
The John special?
If this is a photo of your I'm going to cry.
The photo of my asshole.
Even better. Okay, I'm wait. Oh, this is kind of. That's like reading fan fiction. This man sends her a picture of him in her dress with like a tight ass dress with a dunk, bro.
And I didn't answer.
Man, and you didn't answer. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. At that point, I would have thought it was finished for you. If you could recover from that, look at this. Yo, can we hold on? Hold on. I'm gonna take a picture of this. This is.
I can send you the screenshots.
Okay. Yeah. This is something special.
You have TikToks in those, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I made TikToks in those. Yeah. So I mean, like, it didn't even matter to me at that point.
And then you asked if she could run up a game with you. And then she goes, my schedule is super busy right now, so I'm going to have to pass. This sounds like...
Yeah, that was me trying to politely say no.
Thank you so much for the response, Caitlin. Heart. Also, my name is John. Ha ha.
Okay, so my, like, literally I only contacted just for business, just for Twitch.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, obviously she didn't even care, so...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't try to hit her up like that. I mean, at first I did. Actually, no, I didn't. Wow. It was my subs, because I didn't even know
why
like
did you
that.
Send me the pictures then?
Because I was trying to make you laugh.
Why would you want
did those pictures make you laugh?
No, I was so disgusted. What the fuck is this? That's why I never answered. I feel like you're weird.
Yeah, chat is chat for a reason.
Oh, man.
No, chat told you to send the fart message. They did not tell you to send the dress photo. You
I did that on my own. All right, I did that on my own. You want me to admit it? You think I'm gonna lie about it? All right, you wanna go to this?
No, that's
true. I didn't even ask for her number.
She gave
me her number. What would I be asking?
Because we were doing content together. I obviously can't say like something private out loud, so I texted you the number.
You have my Discord.
What's your take, right? So you after the first e-date,
Yeah.
Have you been on E-Dates in the past?
No.
You haven't? That was your first little...
My first encounter, yeah. First little... With a wild ABG.
Right. Now, Kaylin, you've had your fair share.
Yeah, I host a lot of E-Dates, so it's pretty normal for me.
Right. So, out of all the guys that you've ever had on, right, what are some of the common questions you would usually ask on the E-Dates?
Okay, so my goal is to, like, to troll them, right? I don't ask, like, genuine questions. I ask them, like, oh, how big's your dick? What's the shortest you ever lasted in bed? What's your sexual fantasy?
Uh-huh.
I try to make them, like, say embarrassing things for content, basically.
Okay, so what if they're... So it's not really, like, like an actual date. It's more
no,
so...
No, yeah, and I hope the guys know that. I would say, like, 90% know it's all for content, so they troll back.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, that 10% who think it's real.
Oh,
yeah, like,
really?
Yeah, kind of little parasocial, delusional kids.
I see. So have anything come out of those E-dates? Like real life, actual date. Like what if a guy was actually just genuinely like mad cool? Like he'll answer all the questions. Like, how long do I last? 4 minutes? like you could, you know, and he actually sounded cool from.
Yeah,
from
I actually made friends from E-dates. Okay. John, I guess, is included in one of those, but like never like anything serious. I don't think I could date someone I met over Discord, you know what I mean? It's like kind of too internet. For me.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, the out of the 90% of guys who troll back, do you think he was like on the top?
I mean, we're in the same room now, so obviously he's made it the farthest.
Right. Who else was like number two and number three?
I think if Billy.
You remember any like.
Oh. I mean, do you know? But if I say these people's names, I don't think you'll like know who they are. You know what I mean?
It's just Billy? Random, like, yeah, random people, viewers yeah. on her stream.
Okay.
But they put on a show.
Right. But, it, like, if you could recount, like, what made them so, like, stand out.
Like, I like people who are funny. Like, uh-huh. People have, like, a good sense of humor. Like, don't take me too seriously. Because people see, like, oh, like, titty server doing E-Dates, what a horror, you know? Like, uh-huh. People who, like, don't see it like that and just see it as, like, fun entertainment content.
Right. I've also seen you ask, like, serious questions, too. Right?
Do I? Like sometimes.
Or like, no, not even serious, but like therapy type beat. Like when they send in questions.
Oh, yeah, I do this also.
Yeah. So what's been, what are some of the common questions that people would come to you?
Half of
and what makes you like an expert at like.
Okay, you know. I'm definitely not an expert at all, but I feel like compared to people on Twitch, I have way more social experience, like dating experience. I feel like most people on Twitch are kind of like sheltered.
Right.
Just
right,
at home
right.
all the time. So they never talk to girls, never had a girlfriend, never had sex. I feel like compared to them, I have knowledge.
Right.
But most of the time it's like, oh, how do I talk to girls? And she like me back? You know, how do I get a girl to like me? Like things like that.
Nothing that like really stands out to you?
Oh, there's a guy who's like, I have a 2-inch dick. How can I grow it?
Oh.
And I actually gave him, I told him to buy ashwagandha.
What's the advice for that one?
Ashwagandha. It's like a natural root. He took the vitamins. He said he grew.
Wait, hold on. One more time.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha pills.
So, actually, I got him on it also.
So, wait, hold on. Spell that very slowly for the people.
Okay. Ashwagandha.
Uh-huh. So it's a vitamin?
It's a vitamin.
Yeah, not it's like a herb. It's like a herb
root.
Pill.
It's a root. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, so... She gifted me that and something else. It was Rogaine because I was going through hair loss. I still am because I'm in stress and I fried my hair from bleaching it. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, so I tried it out because she gave it to me anyways. So I was like, let me try this out. So I tried for a straight month and nothing grew. So I
don't know the Rogaine or that shit?
Oh, the ashwagandha.
Oh, the ashwagandha.
My hair is still fucked.
Yeah, the Rogaine's not working either.
Damn.
Sorry.
So anyways, but my dick didn't grow at all.
Did you take like a sample measurement of like before and after?
No, I just like visually looked at it.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it didn't grow at all. It didn't help me last longer at all. I'm still a 3-pump chump.
3 pumps?
And then, yeah, it just didn't grow. But once I hopped off of it, somehow like my wiener grew.
Wait.
What?
What?
So it did grow?
Without it.
Well, it probably like triggered it.
I don't know what happened. Something fertilized my wiener or some shit, but my shit grew.
Maybe it had like some, like a delayed reaction or something.
I think I'm going through puberty again.
A word?
Yeah, like a third growth spurt, but yeah. Like it's only my wiener.
Okay, well you know if you don't fat for a long time, it also grows your.
Really?
Yeah. That is trialed and proven by myself.
Let me see. I don't believe you.
What? Oh, hold on.
Just kidding.
This is not a podcast anymore. It's a porn cast.
Yeah, no. But it's when I was like doing this. It was like for 30 days. Where I just didn't jerk off. It was like back in the quarantine. Uh-huh. I did a NoFap challenge, and yeah, like when I'm not using it constantly, and I'm not tugging on it, it makes me even more aroused when shit actually hits the fan.
Then you come too fast, though, right?
You come fast as hell, but it, you know, you give her an extra like inch that you've never had.
It's all that testosterone building up and shit. Yeah.
But I feel like if guys don't nut for a long time, they get too angry. The more nut you have in your balls, the more aggressive you are.
That's why you hit the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you increase your testosterone even more.
Right.
To increase that little 1 inch, maybe 1.5 inches.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I don't know, Kaylin, in your past, what's hold on. We're gonna get into a little bit more.
It's about to get spicy.
Yeah. What's the shortest a guy has ever lasted?
Ooh, okay. There was one time I stayed at a hotel with a guy, right? And we ended up hooking up. The first time he only lasted like one or two pumps, like swear to God. He's like, oh, sorry, it's been a long time. I haven't like jerked off in a while. I'm just like so embarrassed. And I was like, oh, you know, it's fine, like it happens. And he's like, let's try it again. I'm like a second or third round kind of guy. We went 7 times. Every single time in that night, 3 pumps max.
Really? Yeah. Even by like round 7?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I can't relate. Whoever that is.
So, because usually like the time would start adding up. Like I'll give it to him the first couple, you know, the first time, you know, 3 pumps. Yeah. Fine. Second time, you should at least do 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
But seven times?
Now, by the seventh time, was he even shooting anything out?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's a shooter.
Oh,
for sure.
Man. He should be a sperm donor or something.
I guess my coochie's that good. I don't know.
Oh, man. I'll say this. Hotel sex is it makes sex a lot more sexier and kinkier, and you could just, yeah.
You know, I relate to that after listening to that. Uh-huh. You know, remember when you did that, like, little equation back in the old days?
Yeah.
So if he fucked 7 times,
right,
and maybe, let's say, like, 3 pumps each session. Right. So 7 times, there's 21 pumps.
21 pumps. Okay, and how much was he rocking? We got to take into account how many.
How big his dick was?
Yeah.
Like 4 inches.
Oh shit! All right. So no, he's not giving a lot of dick.
So 21 times 4 is about 100 pumps.
Yeah.
100 pumps of inches.
I
don't understand this math.
About. I said about. Okay. Maybe he increased pumps.
You know? Right. So I'm gonna give a good estimate of 150 pumps. Honestly, 150 pumps in one day isn't too bad if you really think about it.
That's a whole like sex session in one
day.
Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. In one day, yeah. So I wouldn't really, you know, put the guy down. Yeah, I think he, you know, he did his thing.
He tried his best.
Yeah.
Nah. And that's all that matters.
Right.
It's like a sex payment plan.
Huh? It is a sex. Yeah.
I'm sure there's other guys out there that could relate to that story.
Right. Wait, Caitlin. Now, there was no second time, right?
Actually, there was many times after.
Oh, shit.
I really done bad. The bar is on the floor.
Oh, man. I think, you know, that's what I'm saying. Maybe those each pump had like passion and motion into it, right? You know, I think the love strokes really be hitting. Like, for me, when I'm in love, right, I feel like I'm not lasting too long. Yeah. But the time that I am lasting, it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you?
Which what? In my way.
Wait, yeah. Is that relatable at all?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah.
No.
Never that.
Nah, that's something I gotta work on.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta perfect my craft.
Falling in love. But anyways, moving on. Now, what's your... Now, you've been on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Let's delve back to raunchiness. You've been on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Do you think e-girls are attractive?
Sir, yeah.
Huh, sir?
Yeah, I said sure, yeah.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
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 But have you made any advances on any of those?
Nah, to be honest, no.
No?
Not really, like, worth my time as of right now. Because, you know, you got to go through the stage of e-dating,
yeah,
and then you got to meet up with the person and see if it's right.
Yeah.
And you're spending all that money with to fly out or whatever, hang out.
Yeah. How do you even have, like... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Worth your time. All you do is play video games all day, stay home. You have all the time in the world. That's an excuse.
So, are you stalking me?
Because that's what people say when they, like, girls don't want them. Like, oh, I don't have time. I'm too busy. It's a lie. Sorry. Go ahead.
How would you know that, though?
I know guys.
So you think Jimmy does is make YouTube videos at home?
You're goddamn right. I'm actually...
He's filming, editing... You're just like playing Valorant, and then after
that's not all I do.
Yeah, but you have time.
All you do is thanks for the tier 3 sub.
Yeah, I'm a content creator. You just play video games. Yeah.
You're a streamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an all-around like creator.
Now, I gotta ask, right? And I feel like on these e-dates, right? Mm-hmm. How do you stand out if you were a guy going on an e-date?
I feel like you know,
if you were to give some advice for
the guys, 80% of the guys from what I've been seeing or watching Caitlyn, 80% of the guys actually try and like they say head ass shit like, oh, what is like an overused line?
Or just like any like generic pickup line, like just telling her, oh my god, you're so beautiful. Like, oh my god, I'm talking to you. Like anything like that's kind of cringe. I think a guy who just like...
They come out the gate.
Oh,
with that?
Yeah, so one of the questions she'd be asking, right, is like, what's one thing you would change about me? And then most of the guys, like 80% of the guys would be like, that you're not with me. Like, you know how many times, like...
That's kind of funny. Okay.
That's like Liz at that point. Yeah, like... Nah, and so you gotta stand out by like being yourself. You know, a lot of people are like scared to just expressing who they are.
Right.
Like you got the guys that are humorous. You got the guys. Actually, no, the guys.
I think the best approach, to, like e-dating or IRL dating, it's like just not taking it as a date and like meeting a friend. Just very casual conversation, getting to know the person. Like not trying to be too flirty or like romantic. You know what I mean?
Right. But here's the thing. Like in person, right? The my problem with e-dates is that you don't get the in person like feeling of like you know physical touch, yeah, looking them in the eyes, like maybe you know bumping into them when a joke be hitting, yeah, you know, stuff like that that actually could escalate. You know, something. Whereas, like, over a screen, it's just like, yo, I'm literally just talking to a camera.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just like, how could you even build anything off of this?
No, e-daters are down bad. Just seeing the camera is enough for them. Like, it's the same.
Because they're like, you know, there's a lot of guys that hype each other up in the call. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bag this bitch. That's according to what they say. I'm going to bag this bitch. They hop in a call with Caitlyn. Like they just freeze up on the spot.
If anything, I would say eating is more nerve-wracking because like it's not just you and that person, right? There's a whole audience watching you. Like on
oh,
my
really?
Stream, there's like 2,000 or 3,000 people like spectating everything you say. So I would say eating is actually
it's either Caitlyn or just the amount of viewers or people watching. There's
yeah.
Or
it's like giving a class presentation while talking to your date.
Fuck, that's kind of intense.
Yeah, so like, so when I first met her, right, like if you watch back the TikTok, I can hear the shake in my voice.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah, because it wasn't like necessarily like talking to her. It yeah. was that at the time she was like kind of peaking in views. She was like averaging 4 to 5K at the time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so 4 to 5,000 people watching me. So if I say something stupid, yeah. it's just a thought of like guys like, what is this dude saying?
L. Now, do you even see the comments too? Like going.
I have the chat pulled up when I was doing it.
Shit.
And then I saw WWE. I was like, damn, let me keep saying some bullshit. So then that's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah, because the second you slip up, it's just you just see the chat going off. I'm like, that would destroy a motherfucker's like self-esteem. Yeah. And
I think that's the main reason why guys kind of like freeze up.
Yeah. See, one thing I mean, but I would say chat is way meaner. Like, they have no filter. If you're ugly, they'll let you know. If you're
damn, really?
Yeah.
Yo, my Twitch is fucking toxic.
Yeah, it's really toxic.
Well, it just depends on the community that you raise or like uh-huh. have, you know? So...
Yeah, I mean, it's just like over this last I would say since COVID started, E-Dates has been just such a popular thing. I think Aiden Ross popularized it, right?
Yeah.
Was it?
I think he popularized it.
Yeah. And then I saw one of your streams, Caitlin, and I was like, oh, wait, now we have a girl doing this too.
Yeah.
Now, have you been on an E-Date with one of these, like, big streamer type guys, like Kai? I seen one with Kai.
Yeah, I would say Kai Sinat's like the only close big one.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like a formal E-Date. Like, he just like came on my stream for a therapy session. Oh. I guess it turned kind of flirty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how'd that go? How did it transition into the flirt?
I mean, because like.
Is he smooth?
No, but I feel like my goal is to make people uncomfortable, right?
Right.
So I would say like super cringe, embarrassing things, try to get a reaction out of him.
Okay.
I feel like he didn't know who I was. So that was like really shocking to him.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just troll him, you know?
Okay, like what? Like troll me.
I don't remember like what I said to him. There was a time where I was like, oh, you look like you're 5'2". And then like, he got on his chair and like just fell over. But I don't know. There's like a clip of it somewhere.
He was trying though.
Was he actually trying? I couldn't tell. I don't think he was like actually.
No, I don't think he was actually trying. Because also he was streaming, so obviously you got to put on a show.
Right.
So who knows?
So you would intentionally just like what if I can't, like what are some of my flaws that you could call out immediately?
Your flaws? You're asking me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think you have any. I'm actually not even.
I'm not trying
to be like nice. I don't think you have any flaws. Because, like, you're a normal person being. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people on the internet are not the same. Like, there are some weird kids online. And I feel like if you're that weird, like, someone needs to tell you. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do them a favor.
Oh, so you're the one telling them, hey, why? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm trying to guide them.
I see. So, other than Kai, like, no other streamer comes to mind?
I mean, I went to, like, Hassan. You know who Hassan would be? He's, like, a pretty big political streamer on Twitch.
Is it with the glasses?
He wears glasses sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an E-Day. I went to his house and like he made me watch like political Joe Rogan videos, which is really awkward.
Sounds kind of boring.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I've seen his streams. Yeah, he sounds like just a boring white dude.
No, he's actually super nice. Like he's political commentary, right? So obviously it's kind of dry.
Uh-huh.
But like he used to invite like girls over, and like every time a girl came over, he'd just be so awkward.
Really?
Yeah, he's like a pretty good looking guy too.
Was he trying to make a move or?
No, but you know my personality, right? I would try to say things to kind of get a reaction out of him. Like he just like froze up. You know what I mean? So a guy like him, like, even him, he can.
Interesting. Yeah, no, he's been getting into it with my boy Sneeko on the internet recently.
Oh yeah, Sneeko's been popping off for sure.
Yeah. Now, have you been on? Have you guys been on the Andrew Tate side of TikTok?
I've seen it. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean? It's cool.
What? It's cool. I mean, it's whatever. It's whatever. It's not like I watch it. Like I sit there like, oh fuck yeah, Andrew Tate.
Brainwashing younger boys. Yeah. Like guys who like lack guidance, they turn to him, and I think it's brainwashing them.
Well, I think a lot of young men do lack like a certain type of like masculinity.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I feel like telling guys like, oh, you have to be masculine, you have to be a manly man. It's so toxic, you know. That's the reason why guys are going crazy, I think.
But don't you think that there is like a dynamic to like men and women that should be like that keeps things, or do you have a different like take on?
I mean, I think, like, I don't believe in, like, gender roles. Like, oh, if you're a man, you need to go work and make money. If you're a woman, you have to, like, stay home and take care of children. I think that's so dumb. Like, just what do you want to do, you know?
I feel like that's the, like, that's old like part really of society. Outdated. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like.
With everything going on, I feel like things are going to have to change up.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. That's the whole entertainment thing is so dumb.
I think it's like. There's no one way to live life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Whatever works for people works for other people.
Yeah.
And it's just the fact that TikTok just ended up pushing only him. For a period of time, I only saw him on my For You page. Like, nothing else. I was just like, Jesus Christ. But let's see. Now, do you guys now, right? Are you guys streaming just like the dates, or are you doing like games too?
I mean, E-Dates is a big part of my stream, but I do other things like the therapy thing you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I just do a lot of just chatting. I don't really game that often.
Oh, you don't.
But I just mostly talk.
Okay. Well, do you think And you could elaborate on this too. Do you think gaming keeps guys down bad?
Yeah, because I feel like they have no, like, social experience. Yeah, cause, like, they don't talk to anyone. Just talk to the guys or the boys.
But how is it the video game's fault?
Because the video games, right? They make them to be addicting.
Yeah.
And for a lot of guys who have not don't have the proper guidance to life, I think they will just get trapped into, like, this video game world.
And staying home.
Yeah, but it's called self-control. Like, going back to the Andrew Tate thing, it's like, oh, blaming women, blaming video games. I think just blame yourself. If you feel like you're addicted, you're not getting social skills, you have to be the one that changes that. You know, you can't blame an external, like, source for your...
But if that's something you generally love doing, like, how are you going to go out and talk to
I mean, I love gaming also, but I still manage
a job. Because you had a social... You had, like, a social life before you even started Twitch.
Yeah, because I... Force myself to.
You know what I mean? You didn't play games like that when you were, like, before you started Twitch.
Yeah, before you started Twitch, right? Like, you had, like, what was life like? Were you in a...
I mean, I was in college, just doing, like, normal, basic things. I didn't really play games like that.
She went to a party school. So, like, okay, she was kind of social.
I went to SCSU.
Okay. Okay, were you in a sorority?
No.
You weren't?
No.
But did you party with the sorority girls?
The frat guys, yeah.
Okay, you went to the frat party. All right, everyone, so you went to the frat party.
That's like part of college.
You're discounting all the guys that's in their bedroom just.
Yeah, but if they want to, you know, join a frat, they can go join. They want to go make
it's
friends.
It's scary for them, though.
Yeah, but, because...
So, okay, by college, you're 18 years old. By then, you should have at least, like, some basic social skills. So, you know, go out, join a club.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. But think about it. Think about it, though. Ever since you started Twitch, you've been going out less, though, right?
Yeah, because I'm, like, 25 now. I don't want to go party and go drink. I'm, like, over that stage.
Sure, but yeah. I feel like for a lot of guys who get into to video games, right, they're just indoor all the time, and it, like, not having social interactions builds up social anxiety, and the more social anxiety they built up, the scarier it is for them to go outside and go to these frat parties or go to just parties in general.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to blame gaming. I feel like that's still an internal thing. They can fix themselves, you know?
But not a lot of people have, like, I guess, self-awareness to recognize, like, oh... like, I need to take personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I could kind of agree with her side because I had a social life growing up, and all I did was play video games since I was, like, 5 years old. Mm. I mean, I've, you know, made a circle of friends that are very, like, social. So that's how I end up getting it. So, yeah, you become the person that you surround yourself with.
Right.
So that's what I did.
So I think people with... That had both, right? That had a healthy balance of, like, social life and they game together, like, maybe on Friday, Saturday night, like, had a healthy balance. Yeah, that's cool. But a lot of, I think there are a lot of kids out there that are getting trapped into, you know, just, you know, they get comfortable is what it is.
Yeah, you get comfortable and just like, dang, I don't want to go out. I just want to play games, you know, that's your natural habitat.
I mean, it's fucking, and with, like, the internet these days, like, porn is so accessible. It's just game, jerk off, fuck Chinese takeout.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I lived that life in college for a little bit until I realized, wait, my life is shit.
Yeah.
Like,
what helped you burst the bubble then?
Yeah.
It was a little bit of, like, YouTube. I saw a couple YouTube. I saw, like, YouTubers that were living a crazy-ass life. But then I just go back to the video games and whatnot. Like, even in high school, I was playing a lot of, like, I had no social life in high school. And video game addiction, though, I think it's such a real thing. I think it's one of the things that, like, keep guys down bad. That's my personal take. But for me, I think it was a combination of wanting a better life for myself.
Exactly. Yeah. See, if you want that, you can change it, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't, like, looking back now, like, would you blame gaming for it, or is it because you didn't want to change?
It was scary to change.
So
I think you can compare that to nicotine too.
That's not the same thing.
Yes, okay. It is. It's a vice.
Nicotine is like a chemical that's an addictive.
No. I think video games is all. It produces a chemical.
Yeah. You're for sure.
Comparing gaming to vaping.
Yes, it is. Okay, so speak on Valorant, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to improve. You hate the game, but you still play the game.
Yeah.
Because you like the game and you're addicted. in a way. So same with nicotine. You want to quit, but you keep coming back to it. It's pretty much the same thing.
I guess. I don't need to
say like if you yeah. say like okay, so you know like there's something that you just genuinely hate, but you just keep coming back to it because you're addicted.
Right, right. I think it's just like vices. It's like porn. It's like drugs. It's like
yeah.
It's like
you know what's bad. You know you hate it, but you still go back to it because you're addicted.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's two different. Two different takes.
I mean...
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, addiction stems from, like, a mental illness, typically, right? So, like, if you really do have a gaming addiction, there's usually some, like, underlying, like, depression or anxiety, and that's, like, your safe thing to go to. So, I'm not trying to judge that.
Right, I'm just saying
people are like, oh, the reason I don't have friends, they play games all day. Like, you can't blame video games, you know?
Right.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So... Another question I wanted to ask was on Twitch, and you had your subathons, right?
Yeah.
What's been the like highest request, biggest?
So like, if they get a certain amount, then I mean, I have like a little like Photoshop picture that I made like for the incentives. Like, oh, if I get this many subs, this is what I'll do.
Yeah.
So like. I mean, a lot of people wanted like me to buzz my hair and shit like that, but obviously I don't want to do that because.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like losing hair and shit. So like, if I buzz my hair, who knows? I'm gonna go grow back. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
But like, no, it's whatever you decide on how crazy you want to do it.
What's the so the buzzing the hair was the craziest request or?
I have to think about this to be honest. I mean, you can't really do anything too crazy on Twitch because it's kind of sensitive.
Okay.
Yeah, like if I show my ass cheek, like I'm getting straight banned. I'm gone.
You would show your ass cheeks if you could?
Yeah.
I would too then.
Okay, so why does that affect me?
No,
why
are you saying that to me? Never mind.
Wait. Kaylin, what about you? What's been the biggest like donor?
Oh, Trainwreck. He's like a pretty big streamer. He gave $10,000 to my stream one time.
Really? To and for what?
I was doing a dating show, right? I think out of nowhere he just gave it to me. I gave some away to my like moderator who controls my chat. I gave some to the winner.
Yeah.
But it was super crazy.
Oh, but it wasn't off of like any request.
No, he just gave it.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Super kind. He's really generous.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I'm like a lot small streamer than her. So I guess for the subathon part, that I usually do subathons just when I'm about to move or I have like a special event or special vacation I have to go to and I want to like make some more extra money to just use for the vacation or whatever.
Right.
So like, I guess like yes, 600 subs was my most, I think, in one day. So, like, 600 times 2.5 because we get split of $5. Uh-huh. So, about, like, what, $1,200, $1,500?
From one subathon.
Yeah.
So, how often do you subathons?
Not often at all because, like, obviously, it's supposed to be, like, subathons are meant to be, like, a kind of, like, a special event.
Okay.
If you do it all the time, it's not special.
Gotcha. So, what are the, like, most lucrative parts of Twitch?
What do you think?
What do you think? What makes you the most money from Twitch?
It varies though.
Yeah, I feel like with Twitch you can't like you don't have consistent income, right? One day you can make over $1,000, the next day you make like barely 100. It's just very consistent. Like there's no like one guaranteed way to like make income. But I think my way to like get like guaranteed income is my host E-Dates. They can pay money to talk to me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I created this thing where if you pay $15, like you'll be dragged in next. But I have an option where you pay $20, they can skip you. Like they can just end your call right away. So what people do is they'll pay $15 to get in, right? Someone skips them instantly. They feel bitter. Like, oh, I didn't get enough time. So they'll pay money again, and people, to spite them, will like pay $20 right after to cancel it out. It's like an ongoing like donation war.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
She's smart for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how many E-Dates would you do a night?
I only do E-Date streams like 3 days out of a month because I feel like that's kind of a special thing for me also. If I constantly do them, it gets kind of dry and boring. Like it's not like a thing to look forward to. So it's only like 3 nights.
So what's the schedule for the rest of the month?
I kind of just do whatever I'm feeling. Like sometimes I'll just react to TikToks and YouTube videos or I'll play, I don't know, some games on stream sometimes.
Draw art.
Yeah, I do painting streams. Mine is like pretty variety, I would say.
How do you feel about like the community that you built? Is it more toxic? Is it a lot of?
Ooh, I would say the first year, because I'm only like less than 2 years in, right? The first year was so bad because I feel like people like didn't really know my personality. They thought I was like actually the way I portrayed myself, like on Twitch. So they were super mean to me, you know, roast my appearance every day, roast my personality. But I feel like now that I've been on longer, like I've kind of established myself and people know like it's kind of all an act. You know, they kind of like tell
you,
it's
yeah, not you have to do what you have to do to get that.
Yeah, and I feel like to like get noticed on Twitch because there's so many just chatting streamers, right? Like girls with their tits out, it's pretty saturated.
Yeah,
you have to like have a either like kind of crazy controversial personality to get noticed. That's kind of what I did to like get up there, you know.
Yeah, now I know the discoverability on Twitch is
terrible,
it's tough. So yeah. Did you guys do it through like TikTok?
I did it through TikTok. I mean,
bro.
She
yeah, Macy, I don't know how I
you connected a lot of people. Like you streamed with Hassan, you've been on Ricegum's like
Twitch
stream. Oh you've been on Ricegum's Twitch stream.
Yeah.
He was on my stream. But no, actually the reason my community got toxic for a while is because Ricegum was on my stream and his viewer base is, I would say, pretty mean, like younger boys.
Yeah.
And what happened is it's weird because like me and Ricegum like knew each other like way back. I don't know how, but he was like on Twitch early on. He was super nice to me, whatever. So I saw him the second time, I was like kind of trolling him, right? Because I thought like we like kind of knew each other. But he was just saying like, oh, she's a tree. Like she's like a cloud chaser. All she has about is money. Out of nowhere, right? I don't
know. On Twitch, like
yeah,
live.
Yeah, on Twitch. He was live to his audience. So I feel like after that, like, that's how his community knew me as. Because they kind of blindly follow anything their streamer says, right? The streamer likes the girl, they like the girl. Mm. If he says something rude, they say it back. They're kind of all little sheep. They have no opinions of their own. So
Yeah,
for the rest of the year, it was pretty bad.
Now, what about now? It was never. How did you respond to like
that? So the thing is, if people like realize you get hurt by like their comments, they'll keep trolling you. Like if you like tell them like, oh, you think I'm ugly? Like why would you say that? That makes them want to do it more. So the only thing you can do is not respond, not address it, move on.
So they'll just continue.
Yeah,
they're fishing for a reaction.
Yes, they're fishing for a reaction.
Yo, who have you ever met these trolls like in person? What do they look like?
Viewers in person, they're always like, "Oh my god, hi!" Like you're so cute, like super nice. I feel either they are just like hiding it, like they secretly hate me, or they don't go outside. I can't. I don't know. I don't think I've never met someone who's like
any encounter I've had. It's just straight
always nice. Positive. Yeah.
I mean, I have no reason to be hated on, so I mean, I don't be doing anything crazy.
I mean, I don't either. But if you are like. Are successful as like on Twitch as a woman, like, my kind of content style and what I wear is like not everyone's thing. They find a reason to hate you just for like what you're wearing, you know.
Have you ever gotten like backlash from like other streamers?
No. I mean it's always like the viewers. I've never had like streamer drama.
No streamer beef.
No,
nothing like that.
I kind of keep to myself.
I don't even think that there's much beef on Twitch to begin with.
Yeah, I feel like everyone kind of does their own thing.
Everybody, like, if you, like, for example, I stream Valorant, every streamer in Valorant knows each other.
Right.
So, like,
you guys
each community
just
knows
play,
each other. Yeah.
Just, like, play with each other.
Not really play with each other, we just know of each other.
I'm sure you guys, like, collab and...
I mean, I feel like this is just in general. Any streamer that's way up there, they're not going to collab with... Okay, I average, like, 100 to 200 viewers. That's not as much as, like, compared to other streamers.
Sure.
So, like, why would they want to collab with someone that's not going to benefit them? You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, you have, like, over 1 million subs, right?
Sure, yeah.
Why would you collab with someone that has 10,000 subs?
Huh?
Because you would basically just give him free exposure. Or
if I'm putting that person on my channel... If there's like a need, right? Maybe I'm doing like honestly, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No. But exactly. If I need people to for a certain video, maybe it's like a speed date thing. Then sure. Like yeah. I don't really care. For me personally, I don't know. If it's the right video, the right concept, I could collab with you.
See, Twitch is different because you can only watch one streamer at a time, right? Uh-huh. You get your live at the same time, you can only watch one. YouTube, you can like watch the videos later. It's hard to steal people's viewers on Twitch. You can't really watch more than one stream. So there's like a bit of competition on Twitch, I would say. It's like make sure you have all the viewers. I don't know.
Now, did you watch any streamers on like when you were coming up?
No, so I would never watch Twitch at all. So what happened was my sister had a channel, and this is like when COVID first started, everything was locked down, right? So out of boredom, I just started streaming with her, and then kind of grew from there. But I never knew what Twitch was, never like played really any video games. It was all brand new.
So how did you make that transition from just like casually streaming to like, oh, now I'm roasting guys on the internet?
It's weird because I was working as a paralegal, like in a law firm during this time, right? So I used to work 9 to 5 and then come home and then stream like 3 or 4 hours a night. And I realized that the money I'm making from streaming is way more than my law office job, you know?
Really?
But I didn't want to quit my job yet because I was like, I don't know how long this will last. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of scary. So I worked a full year. After a year, I was like, you know what? It's not even worth like overworking myself. So
yeah, so you were,
I gave myself a year.
So you were working 2 jobs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Our rookie right here.
Oh yeah.
Somebody cuff her.
Yeah, man. If you guys watching this, come on now, slide in.
Shoot your shot on her e-date. She might take it.
Now in the DMs, I'm sure there's a lot of guys. Can I go through the DMs a little bit?
I mean, you can. You want to do Instagram?
She claims that she doesn't get
any DMs.
I
actually don't really get that many. Like,
all right, let's see the requests. Hold on. All right, so we in Kaylin's DMs right now, and we got no joke. We would make a good looking ass couple. Oh man, we got no joke.
He's probably like 14.
That's why Gary said you a joke.
We got one that goes, "You trying to pop a titty?" That's a little 10-year-old white boy in the cover photo.
He's actually 10.
How much for feet pics?
Oh, I need to reply to that one later.
What?
I need to reply to that one later. I actually saw them.
Oh, shit. How much they go for it, Caitlin?
100 for one pic, 150 for two.
Really?
Yeah.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
You saw? Oh, shit. Man, what are these?
I would say last year I made like over 10 Ks for my feet.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yo, you be getting like the white toenails in there?
Mm-hmm. Whatever the color they want.
Oh, okay.
And they pay for the pedicure too.
Yeah. The white toenails be slapping.
I can vouch.
We got 1.5 million.
Oh, really? Let me see that. I don't even check my DMs, to be honest.
It's just a little hard eyes emoji.
Oh. 1.5 million followers though? Damn.
Yeah, it might be. It might be one of those crypto guys.
Yeah,
probably.
We got a guy going, "Hey, are you in LA?" We got
what does that mean?
Hold on. Hey, he goes. "Do I need to say something disrespectful for you to see this?"
So desperate.
His first message was, "So I won't surprise you." I won't surprise you on our long distance relationship. Yes, I lied about our past life, but you're right. I do make good money. I got good energy. We could go for boba. Aww. Oh man,
bro, nah, that's not how you slide in.
This man corny, bro. Yo, we got my boy David. He wants you to host a commissary. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't see any like valid contenders, you know.
No.
Damn. Come on, fellas. What y'all doing?
We out there game.
Hey, follow me back.
What the fuck?
What are the chances for a young Norwegian guy to be invited to come over for a date? Oh man, come on, guys.
I wanna see John's DMs, the ones you slipped in. Oh. I wanna see what you say.
I'm good.
Why not?
That was before my evolution. That was like during my down bad stage before I even did TikTok.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I think looking at Kaylin's DMs, I was like, I'm not. Yeah, it's not.
And I'm gonna admit, I sound like just like any other dude, just like that. Like before, but like, you know, I had friends that are like, yo, like what the fuck are you saying? And they end up like telling me, oh, like you should say this. You should express yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I was ready, I went to the final boss.
Right. But I'll say this though, like the my DM, like the last podcast I did, right? I had my homegirl tell me that like when guys do too much, it's like it's not a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you just have like an attractive profile picture and obviously just an attractive like
follower count or whatever.
Follower count and then just also like your pictures look good. A simple "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah,
might do the trick.
That's all it takes. Yeah, it's first impressions.
And but it's just like for me that I just feel so dry.
It is super dry. So that's where I guess being pretty comes into.
Yeah.
True. If you're attractive no matter what you say, you'll get a reply, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. For DMs, yeah.
For girls too. Actually, I think guys will reply to any girl, huh?
Not necessarily. Yeah. Not necessarily.
Yeah, honestly, I think the same goes for girls too. It's like, first of all, you gotta have a public profile page. Mm-hmm. Right, at this an age, it, like if you're like sliding to each other like DMs on some like flirty shit, public profile.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not about to like decipher, you know, what a little icon looks like. You know? Yeah, I want to go through your page. I want to stalk it. Yeah. And then like if honestly, if girls have like high quality pictures, it's a turn on. Like if it's like. Now, if she's getting it taken by photographers, now that might raise a red flag. That might raise a dating red flag.
Wait, why?
Yeah. Huh?
Why?
Because now you're probably, you know, like I'm talking about like lingerie pictures, and you're not like, you're not making money off of this, right? So it's like, okay.
I'm confused.
So I guess they're just showing off on Instagram. Oh,
like yeah. You're just showing off, right?
Well, what the little so good, so though,
it huh? It know? Raised a dating like I'm not like I'm gonna you know it might be a cool little thing it might be right, but then it just you know it's not the type of girl that I'm looking for to date.
What are you looking for then?
For me, like maybe I don't know.
So you don't have a type? Like, what's your type?
I don't have a type. If we vibe, if we click, but again, I don't meet girls off of the internet, period.
Yeah.
I don't really like take like meeting off of Instagram too seriously.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls that I take out is I usually meet them through like mutuals or friends of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so. So I don't even take the whole Instagram shit too seriously, period. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just me.
Okay. So how'd you meet your
my exes?
Yeah, exes.
My exes, Cam. No, I don't know. She's probably not watching this. I she probably has friends that watch my podcast though. But with her, I met her at a bar.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I think I just I poured her a shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's how usually how it starts.
Yeah.
People still meet like that. I feel like everything's online now, like Tinder, Hinge.
It really,
I forget people meet in real life.
Yeah, it really is, and I feel like and a lot of times the content that I make too, it's me going outside.
Yeah.
So I meet a lot of people. Outdoors, mm-hmm. But and the so I went on these like dates in Korea where I met. Casey, the TikTok I showed you guys, it was a group of friends that we all went out together.
Yeah,
and then afterwards, yeah, like I grabbed. Her originally I met on Hinge, but we didn't get to meeting until like a group of us all went out together, had drinks, and we talked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are usually how. And I think those like lead to the most natural,
oh for sure,
conversations and relationships. Yeah.
Wait, so how did you approach them? Like,
what was my approach?
Yeah. How'd you get them to like talk to you and shit? We about to get into Jimmy Bridge.
Oh yeah. No, I mean I'm sure I've shared this. So with Casey, we actually. First shot a video together, and our initial YouTube video that we shot, it was, how do I put this? it was very playful. It was very like, and that's why like I like the in-person shit.
Yeah,
because like, oh, if she's she's like pushing me for fun, right? Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, it'd be funny if this was a K-drama, right? And
yeah.
Like, you know, you went to the hospital, so how about I push you in front of a car?
Damn.
No, like jokingly, like playfully. Oh, yeah. She's like pushing me, right? And then, so already there's that, like, that little dynamic. And then I'm like, you push you, and then I grab her, and then just like, boom, we have a little moment. Cool, I don't really like you like that. Push her off a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Right? There's a little dance going on.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then I think throughout the day, we were just... yeah, it was good conversation. We went to arcade, and it was just, I feel like in the beginning, you play that game of like, oh, like, I don't really like you.
Yeah.
But I'm still here smiling next to you. You know what I mean? No? Okay.
Never. Yeah, I can get what you mean. You don't develop that, like, that little attachment until later on, once you find out all the, like, the clicks, you know?
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, like, you really act like you don't like this person, you know? But it's clear that, like, oh, you're on a date with me for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's funny. We didn't do anything. We didn't hook up until the fourth, fifth time.
Yeah.
We met up.
Yeah, y'all got the click.
Yeah, yeah. We got
the vibe is pushing up, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you guys hook up? Now, Kaylee, do you hook up on the first date?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? I feel like if we're both adults, we both want it. Like, what's the point of waiting? You know what I mean?
See, I'm not going to lie. I fuck with that mentality a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, there's... Yeah, why not?
Because I think a lot of times girls think that, like, oh, if I really like this guy, I want to see if we have, like, if we're compatible first.
Yeah.
I want to see if our personalities align. Because I feel like, oh, a lot of times a lot of guys just want to fucking dip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, what's your take on that?
I've actually never had a guy they always come back. But I don't know. I feel like I don't see sex like as a sacred, like, special thing. Like, if you want to have sex. I don't think it's that big of a deal, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like if you get sex out of the way first, you could see, like, how compatible you guys are sexually.
Yeah. I feel like the main test for, like, finding if for a guy, like, if they really like this girl is, like, after you get your nutting, it's like, damn, can I still hang out with her? Can I still code with her after, like, nutting, you know? Because most guys, we all just want to dip. Like, if it's a hookup.
Not necessarily. Like, if that shit is fire, I don't want to dip. But I want to keep fucking.
Oh. Well, oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
No, I agree with you. I agree. But I'm saying, like, when it comes to, like, actually wanting to, like, date a girl, like,
uh-huh,
like, progress things with a girl. Then that's what's gonna happen, you know?
Right. That post nut clarity.
Yeah.
Be oof. You know.
Be turning us into some bums.
It really be turning us into, like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Damn. Have you ever, like, after you nut, like, saw the girl and you thought, like, she wasn't attractive anymore?
She wasn't attractive. All the girls I've hooked up with, I would say, like, I would want to hook up again. Except for...
Okay.
Except for, like, maybe one of them. Where I was just like, oof. I shouldn't even have been here in the first place.
Rewind button.
Yeah. I think, you know, we had those moments where we kind of took one for the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of one of those type situations. But, yeah. Well, how do you feel about, like, if a guy wants you to sleep over after, honestly, the first date?
I don't think guys have ever asked me that. But
really?
Usually they come to my house. I kick them out. I feel like sleeping over is, like, more intimate. Like, I don't want you to be there the next day. I want you to go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super intimate.
Yeah.
Now, do you call them the Uber or do they just...
Like... They can call their own Uber.
Okay.
They can drive themselves home.
Word. You never had a guy that's like that just stayed and cuddled?
No, there was a guy who did not go home. I remember this was, like, a long time ago, but he was, like, really nice. I did notice some red flags. Like, he was very clingy early on, like, kind of a little bit too obsessive.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet, I think. And then there was one night where, like, he wanted to sleep over, right? So I was like, whatever, it's fine. He stayed over until 8 p.m. the next day. Like, he was there for, like, 24 hours. And I kept making excuses, like...
Doing what?
Just, like, in my room, like, watching videos with me, watching movies. I kept, like, dropping hints, like, oh, I have to, like, do work. I have to do this. He's like, oh, it's okay. You can go do it. I'll wait here. And, yeah. It obviously did not work out.
Oh, shit. So yeah, some guys just don't catch a hint.
Yeah, I hate guys or just people in general that don't, like, know the limits. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Or I feel like a lot of guys don't read, like, body language well or, like, people's tones.
For sure. I think one thing that guys struggle with is knowing if a girl likes them or not. Because, like, for example, like, girls don't, most of the time, girls don't tell us, like, oh, I'm not interested. They just give off hints and expect us to know.
Or, like, body language, the way they say it. I feel like for girls, it's pretty easy to read, like, their emotions.
Yeah, because girls know girls and guys know guys.
Or, no, girls just...
Girls read emotional cues better than guys. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, like, we're clueless. Guys are clueless,
though. I
don't
think it's that difficult.
It is for guys.
If someone's, like, dodging your eye contact, keeping a distance from you, isn't it obvious that person, like, wants their distance from you? I feel like some guys just don't care. And they make an excuse.
I wouldn't say they're oblivious.
You think? Are guys really that?
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, right? Say if you slide in a girl's DM.
Sometimes guys would just, like, I like you.
Yeah.
I need you to leave. And then they're like, oh, okay, I gotta go now. Like, guys really take shit, like, mad, literally. Sometimes.
Yeah. So, like, for example, I think something that guys deal with is maybe, like, catching feelings pretty quick. Yeah. So, for example, like, if you DM a girl, she responds, like, oh, shit, she responded, I think I'm in.
And then, and then she, we get hype.
And then,
we saw our boy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yo, yeah. And then, so, like, when y'all, like, progress the conversation, right? But it's like, maybe, like, it's not really going anywhere, but you're still responding. It's like, damn, she's still responding. I think I'm still in.
Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might tell my boys, like, yo, this is shitty back then. I'd be like, yo, bro.
Yeah, we talking.
Yeah, we talking right now.
LOL, okay. But then, like, yeah, if you keep responding, like, okay, I think we're still in this, you know? And then you guys try to give other hints, like, dry responses or, like, not even, like, replying at all. So... I don't know. I feel like telling a guy straight up is the way to go.
I think some girls are scared, though, because some guys get, like, aggressive when you reject them. Like, I have guys who, like, I rejected it, right? And they're like, oh, you're fucking ugly anyways. You're a bitch this whole time. Like, you're a whore, whatever. Some guys act like that.
Yeah, they'll switch up completely.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I think girls are kind of scared.
Damn.
To reject a guy for that reason.
Interesting.
I'm scared.
So normally you would let, like, just ghost them or just, you know.
I mean, no, I feel like I'm a pretty decent communicator. I just let them go straight up.
Okay.
But, yeah. Okay, most guys don't take it that well, though.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my ex, we've had an instance where, I mean, she would actually think ahead of me. As in, like, oh, Jimmy is probably busy, so I won't even bother him. Yeah. When I didn't even think that at all. So she's a little bit too emotionally intuitive to think for me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When a lot of times, oh, it's really not like that. I just didn't want you to come over this weekend because I was literally busy.
Yeah.
With videos. So, yeah. I think girls tend to overthink. Guys are simple. Just.
I think I'm the opposite. I am the girl in the relationship.
You think you be overthinking?
Yeah, because I'm very, like, I guess passionate, really emotional, like, in a relationship, so. I mean, yeah. I'm going to keep it a buck.
I don't think it's a gender thing. I know a lot of guys do have the same problem.
Yeah, but that's like, all guys can relate to this. Once you with a girl alone, bro, it's like straight, like, oogie googie guy, shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's the baby names.
And, like, yeah, and then all of a sudden, if you're on public,
hey, man, yeah, this, I'm with my bitch right now. Fuck you mean?
Are you just alone?
Baby. Yeah. Hey, baby, how you doing?
In my personal opinion, I feel like girls don't want to play with a guy that's just because they're good. They're like, yeah, you can get carried, like, yeah, he's good, but it's like, I feel like girls are not going to want to keep playing with you until, like, they see, like, the personality side of you. Like, your personality shouldn't just be a video game.
Right.
But it's a good way to, like, initiate. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if someone's, like, a lower rank than me, I'm not going to play with them. But if you are, like, okay, we can queue, you know? And then I meet your personality through that.
Well, like, what if you meet a girl at a party, right? And then you just find out you both play Valorant. And you're like, oh, the game is
cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a common interest, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom.
But then where do you go from there, right?
Because, well, then, you know, you guys hop on the Discord, and it's like a private Discord where it's just like you guys are talking.
You guys talking, like, a date? Like,
honestly, like play against randoms, but it's just you two on the same team together.
Yeah.
And then you guys could just voice chat, like, while,
yeah,
while you play.
Exactly. So it's just that one-on-one time, you know, you talk to the girl, girl talks to the guy, y'all just vibe out and shit while playing the video game. So I guess it's just like, yeah, call it an e-date. You know, like you do that in person, you go to eat. Like the other side is eating, but then it's just you and the girl.
Yeah.
Versus playing with a video game with a girl, it's you and her and the video game on the side, you know? Yeah. So e-dating at its finest.
That is fucking finest. Man. Were you always a gamer, like, throughout your life? Did you start with, like, Call of Duty and, like...
I started with the original Xbox. Luckily, I was busted enough for my parents to buy me an Xbox when I was, like, 5 years old, six years old.
Yeah.
And, I started off with, like, Halo.
Halo. Oh, you on the Xbox side of shit.
Yeah.
Because the PS2, PS3 side of shit was, like, the Call of Duties and the...
Yeah.
I think the Xbox side was the Halos.
Yeah, it was, like, going to GameStop and, like, Daddy, can you buy me this? This is rated like PG-13, and I'm not even 13.
Do you ever play like the Counter Strike and
I played Counter Strike,
CS Source, CSGO.
I didn't play CS Source, but I did play CSGO.
Oh damn! That's how you know I'm old, bro.
I was CS Source. Well, I did try it like later on after playing CSGO. I was like, damn, this is pretty fun.
Yeah. It is. It is. CS:GO is the most popular one out right now.
Yeah, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
I wish they dropped a new one, but yeah. But
it's cool.
That shit's old. It's like almost over a decade already. Almost a decade. Right?
Yeah. But I like those old FPS games though.
It's very simple, yeah.
Yeah. Did you play like did you stick with FPS or did you do like?
I mean, I tried to go off. Like obviously there was Fortnite, like with what, third person building all that shit. It was whatever.
What about League? Did you guys tap into League?
I played Dota.
Dota
is pretty much the same thing, but a different kind of like a different play style. But.
Yeah, I heard that community was pretty toxic too.
Yeah, I only played it for like a couple months with my sister's ex.
Oh,
that's about it.
Word. Wait, Kaylin, you never tapped into League?
No.
No.
I hate League.
Really?
Yeah.
What's more of your games?
I play like more FPS games like Valorant. Okay. I feel like League, all you do is click your mouse really fast.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It's so boring, no?
Yeah, it is pretty boring.
You play League?
Nah, I tried it a couple times. I don't really fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like FPS is very riveting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rewarding too. Just
yeah,
like
exciting.
Shooting someone. Damn.
What's the hottest thing a gamer guy could do?
Yeah, what's attracting to you?
Give me their whole bank account.
No, what the fuck?
Just donate all their money to me. All their paychecks go to me. That'd be kind of hot.
if he just had... Well, okay, what's... You know what's a question I wanted to ask? Now since you sell the feet pics, is this public knowledge?
Yeah.
Is this?
Yeah, I sold panties, socks, old shoes. I sold everything. Nothing nude, though. Never nude.
Just what was the craziest thing that you've sold? Bathwater.
No, bathwater is too heavy to ship. The profit margin's too low. But but
used Q-tips.
Yeah, I remember I was like moving into San Diego, right? So I had these old college sneakers, wore them for 4 years, no socks, super gross, like Vans, right? Uh-huh. And then someone asked me in my DMs one time, like, oh, do you have any old shoes you can sell? And I was like, yeah, I have like these Vans, and I ended up selling them for more than I bought them. I guess he wants to sniff them.
What the fuck?
Like, they're super gross.
You don't ever, like... Can I fucking consult one of these guys? They need therapy.
I don't want to kink shame, but I don't know how anyone can get off, like, smelling, like, old feet.
And like, panties.
Dirty. Oh, absolute panties.
Yeah, I know. I was
okay,
like...
Right, we can't get kink shame them.
Yeah.
But damn. Wow.
Yeah, I sold one pair of panties for $200. I just wear it one time and just mail it. So that's like pretty crazy, I think.
How much did you sell the shoes for?
The shoe? I was like pretty small. I didn't know about these like fetishes, right? So I was like, oh, I'm happy to get rid of my shoes. Only 100.
Weren't you like scared? Like, oh.
No. Why not? Because to me, they're not sexual, right? Like for me, they're just shoes. I don't know how he perceives them to be, but for me, I don't really feel like that. You like photos of my feet, right? People compare me to like selling my body. But, like, it's your toes. Like, if you go outside and see a girl in sandals,
right,
like, what's the difference between me just taking a photo of my feet?
What? But the panties, though.
The panties? I mean, I don't think that's sexual either. Like, to me, that's just my laundry, you know what I mean?
It's your, okay.
Right? Like, if someone offered you $200 for your boxers, you would sell them in a heartbeat, no?
I feel like, it's got my DNA on it.
Yeah, I feel like most guys, they judge me for it, but, like, they would do the same thing if it was offered.
Shit, I get in my bag, too. Like, if someone was like, asshole pick, I'll send that shit, too.
Jimmy, put a bid for your boxers.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no, actually, if you guys want to bid on my boxers, I will ship them out.
That shit would go bonkers.
Yeah, but the panties was like as crazy. Like, oh, the dirty Vans. That was the
yeah. That was pretty crazy. That was kind of caught me off guard.
Did you ever have reoccurring customers that always come back?
Yes, there's a guy who, like, once a month he'll drop like $1,000 for like a photo set of my feet, like the pedicure of the month.
Oh, yeah, a Polaroid set.
No, so, just like digital photos.
Digital photos.
Yeah, so some 5 to 10 photos, $1,000.
Wow.
And man, nothing new, nothing like, you know, just my feet.
That is an easy come up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I would get like at most $10
for my shit. Huh? Yeah, $10 for my toes, fuck it.
Damn.
What's the craziest request?
Oh, wait, actually, the same guy, he sent me $1,000 for a video of me, like, laying on my bed, right? Wearing normal clothes, like, more than I'm wearing now, on my laptop, as long as my feet are in view. So his kink is like seeing just feet like in the natural state. So I'll just move my feet around while typing on my laptop. 30-second video, $1,000.
Knowing this, you probably, your streams or maybe your videos or even your Instagram pictures, do you consciously like not put your feet in?
Yeah. No, I can't show my feet ever.
Not for the free.
Yeah, this is like a commodity.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting, interesting.
What's the craziest request you got that you did?
Oh, someone offered me $7,000 for a photo of my asshole, actually. No joke.
What the
fuck? So they
wanted
me to, like, sit on a mirror and have my, like, ass out in the mirror. And they said they paid me $7,000. Obviously, I didn't do it. But the fact that someone even offered that is, like, pretty crazy.
Holy shit. I would take, that shit outside that, like this.
I might even send them just a Google Images.
No, but he wanted my face in it. It's, like, a mirror pic. It's, like, my face in it and my ass in it. Yeah, so obviously I said.
You didn't try to like adjust it.
What kind of account?
No, I wouldn't even do. I can't do asshole.
What kind of account was this? Like, was this like a? Did he look rich?
This is my fan house. Oh. You know what fan house is? Yeah, I don't really know who it is.
I don't care if we're doing that on fan house.
Speaking of fan house,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of fan house, all of Caitlin's prices will be on there. We're doing fan house. Doing a fan house we're doing a fan house collab, actually.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We could.
Oh, we could?
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, actually, the problem with fan house is that, I would never do nudes, ever. Once people pay $10 a month, they feel, like, obligated to, like, your DM responses, right?
Uh-huh.
So with me, I had, at one point, like, over 1,000 subs on fan house.
Okay.
So, like, I can't reply to everyone. I don't even want to, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I pay $10. You should reply to me, whatever.
How many DMs were you? Because I'm not getting a lot of DMs. No, mind you, I still have like 700 like subscribers.
Yeah.
Like I had 1,000 like last month, but yeah, I'm not getting a lot of DMs. Fuck.
Every day, it's like, how was your day? Oh, you know, I'm just trying to have a conversation with me. You know, I'm not really trying to do that, and that's why I stopped using my fan house. To be honest, I feel like they expected too much from me.
I see.
Yeah.
They think they have like, they get like a girlfriend experience.
Right, and this is kind of like why people sub to go on OnlyFans. Like, people always wonder like why, like, porn is free, right?
Mm-hmm.
People sub more to like get connected to the girl because they feel like they're actually like talking to her, even though it's like probably a manager or a bot.
Yeah.
That's what they pay for. It's not even the nudes, I think.
Because I feel like it seems okay. From the short time that I've known you, Caitlin, I feel like it seems like you're very selective with guys. You get a lot of like male attention, but what actually, you know, like what's the sperm that makes it through?
I feel like there's a lot of good-looking guys out there, like, you know, good personalities, nice people, but I'm looking for that like a spark inside. Like, you just internally know when you feel compatible with someone, like on a deeper level, you know.
Uh-huh.
I feel like most guys are good friends. Like, I get along with them. I can find them cute, but I need that spark, you know?
I think the hardest part about that is just, like, giving time to that guy to be able to show that spark, if that were to happen.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like
that spark can't just happen right then and there. I mean, it can, but most of the time it takes some time.
I'm impatient.
You're impatient.
So good luck with that, then.
What's okay.
Also, that's not my priority. I feel like my priority right now is, like,
get the bag up.
Yeah, because, like, Twitch will not last forever, for sure. So I'm trying to, like, milk it as much as I can until it's over.
Is there a plan for after Twitch?
I'll worry about that later. But I have a degree. I had a job before. So I definitely could, but I just don't want to right now.
Fair. Like, was that, being a paralegal, was that something you always wanted to do?
No. It was just, like, consistent income, but I did not like it that much.
Are you Vietnamese, Chinese?
I'm Taiwanese.
You're Taiwanese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 你会说中文吗?
一点点。
Xinchao, motherfuckers.
Okay. On the first date, I always ask them, what's their rice purity score? And there's like a BDSM test.
Yeah.
Oh, I took that.
Yeah.
I took both.
Okay, what's your rice purity?
It was like 30 something.
Oh. What?
Wait, why?
That's kind of wholesome.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yes.
No, that's like pretty normal. Wait, what's yours?
Like, oh, like 19 or 18
really?
Or something it was.
Because there's like a bunch of like arrested ones and like.
Yeah, I never tapped into those. But the sexual ones.
Have you taken it?
I think I did before. I forgot the score. You made me take it.
Oh, really?
The rice purity one?
Yeah, I think so. No, actually, no. I can't remember. No, it was on stream. I think someone did ask me to take it, but then I was like, I'll do it. And I ended up not doing it, I think. I don't know. I can't remember if I took it or not. But
what about the BDSM one?
I got like 90% vanilla.
Oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie. If that was us on the first day, I'm out this bitch.
What did you get?
I got like experimental was up there, was in the 90s, like rigor and like that was in the 90s. I had fucking voyeurism was up there. Switch was up there like in the night. I had a bunch of things in the 90s and 80s. Yeah. Vanilla was like 30-40% for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I never took it.
Like, it's long though. It's a long quiz.
Oh, was that the one you asked me to then? Because you said there was a long ass one. I was like, I don't want to take it.
Try that one.
Yeah.
So you must have answered all the questions like,
Because like, yeah, I don't know. I had to relook at it. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
Do you want to get spanked? Like that's for the questions, right?
Oh.
Like things like that.
Yeah, but I do the spanking, you know.
You want to get spanked?
Actually, I like getting. I like to feel pain during.
Right.
Like I like them to slap me around, choke me.
Yeah. Do you get anything out of like watching porn?
No, porn does not turn me on. I feel like just watching people have sex. I'm like, okay, it has to be like happening to me. You know what I mean?
What about like the 50 Shades like books and like the films?
It's like kind of corny to me. I don't know.
Okay. What about like passionate lovemaking scenes?
No, just like watching it back, like in a movie, video, whatever. I'm just like, it does not excite me.
What about like just a guy like stroking?
No,
your man, your man stroking his dick.
If it happened in person, I think I'd like it. But like just like watching it, like I don't know, it's
over
insane.
A screen. No,
it has to be in person for me. I have to feel like their energy.
Okay. If you could give your fans just some advice on how to talk to women, or just you know guys in general, how to talk to women.
I think I said this earlier, but approach every girl as a friend. Like, don't try to force any pickup lines. Don't be too flirty. Just get to know them. Have them get to know you, and then go from there. Like, people worry about getting friend zoned, but like in my past like dating experience, like every guy I met was like a friendly person, and that's why it escalated. You know, guys who try too hard and like, are too forward, I think it backfires.
Mm.
They're also more nervous and they try to like be too flirty, I think.
Yeah,
in my personal opinion, I mean, I don't have that much experience, but I like to play a long game. So first you gotta be friends with the girl, and then you gotta see if you guys click, right? And girls like that shit. If you guys click, then she's gonna give it up.
Yeah.
How can you date someone there's no friendship, right?
Yeah.
So you still trying to climb out of this, right?
No, we're besties, but I'm talking about other guys. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean it towards you. No offense.
Man. I thought you were talking about me.
No.
Nah, it will happen, though.
I was taking notes this whole entire podcast. That's why I was here. I was like, damn, is this what she likes? Oh.
Yeah.
Let me write that in my head real quick.
Right. The friendship game. All right, that's cool. Yeah, I could.
I'm going to get it one day.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Sometimes it's okay to give up.
It's only been a year.
It's never a time to give up. You got to follow your dreams.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. All power to you. Yo, bro, it hasn't even been less than a year.
Yeah. Maybe after a whole year, then maybe you might
I say give it 3 months. If the girl doesn't want you after 3 months, it's time to move on.
Well, it's been like 9-10 months for me.
That's a personal issue.
And you're still here with me.
What you said, like, I feel like it works for some girls, but I feel like a lot of girls don't like the guy pretending to be their friend when, like, deep down they want to sleep with them. So I feel like, wouldn't most girls want to know right off the back? That, like, oh, this guy's trying to slide on me?
You said pretend to be their friend. And that's my problem with the whole friend zone thing. Like, guys are only your friend to get something out of you, whether it's, like, sex or dating. You should definitely, like, want to be her friend regardless. You know what I mean? So if it doesn't work out, like, you would still be down to hang out with her. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I...
But no flirting? No.
I mean, like, light flirting, yeah. But guys are just like, hey, baby, you're so hot. You know what I mean? Like, things like that are just gross.
So how do you think a guy should, like, decide what to do with a girl? Right, like, should I
after she, they got after she lets them know that we're
no, because obviously, like, you don't know what a girl likes until she says it. So most guys don't know what the girl likes. So it's like, how do you think a guy could find out? Like, if they're talking to you, like, how do I know this girl wants me to be her friend first? Wants me to, like be friends first and not be aggressive, like, or be like flirty or like ask her on a date like immediately, you know?
I mean, I feel like it is more body. Like, if the girls are trying to get close to you, like looking you like really deep in the eye, you know what I mean? I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's just little cues.
So what do you do to let the guy know?
That
like, you know, I want you to get to know me first. Like, if he asks you out on a date, you're like, no, let's just.
I mean, first of all, if she agrees to go, you know, that's a pretty good sign.
Let's say John wants to take you on a date, right? But you want to get to know John, and you want John to get to know you. What are you gonna say instead?
He's a different guy.
Okay, he is a different guy. He is him.
I am him.
I mean, it depends, like, what, like, the date is, right? If you're taking me to, like, an intimate, like, nice dinner, obviously it's implied as a date, you know? So if I agree to go to that, that's a pretty good sign. Otherwise, you'd be like, oh, we can just, like, do lunch, you know? Like, coffee. Like, those
lunch.
Are more... lunch is more casual, I'd say. Dinner's, you know, more date.
Yeah, you ask me for lunch, I'm busy.
And, like, it tries to, like, you know, like, do little arm touches. Like, things like that. That's how I show I'm, like, more than a friend.
She did it.
Yeah, she did that.
Yeah, to show it.
I
that was an example. But see, notice how I kind of kept my distance, right? If I was actually into you, I would purposely try to get, like, a little closer to you. Like, when we were talking, I would have been, like, you know, like that. That's, like, what girls do, I think. Because girls are more subtle. Obviously,
Body language.
Body language is everything.
The leg facing towards that person.
Oh, yeah, I've been my legs crossed. Otherwise, if you're, like, a guy I was, like, trying to, like, talk to, I'd be like, oh, really? Like, trying to do more, like, responsive
shut up,
things.
Bitch.
Obviously, no.
What's your riz? What's your game?
I don't think I have any riz. I feel like for girls,
honest.
I don't think girls really need it.
Girls don't need girls riz, unfortunately.
Yeah. We have it a little easier.
See, me and Jimmy trying to advocate for girls to have riz.
Yeah. Like maybe, you know, if you are interested in a guy, there are certain things that you could do.
Well, one thing I noticed, though, is guys like the chase, right? So if you try to riz them up and, like, try to, like, initiate them, like, oh, you're too easy. And guys kind of lose interest.
But
in
I feel like the
experience.
Push and pull, right? The... Riz him up a little bit and then take it away.
Yeah, I do that. Like, slightly hard to get, you know?
Yeah.
You just can't be too available, I think. Guys isn't true. Well, same for girls.
Yeah.
What are some of those like, hot... those questions that would get guys sweating?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Like, the questions...
I think a lot of questions you ask in your stream gets guys, like... Should be putting them, like, in, like, pickles.
Oh, and also, like, why did you and X break up? What do you guys fight about? How big is your... I ask them anything. Yeah. Well, in real life, though, I would never really ask that. It's just, like, for a stream. Yeah.
Do that with Jimmy right now.
Yeah, do that.
Why did you and your ex break up?
Why did my ex break up? We wanted different things.
So you cheated?
Did I cheat?
I don't know.
Did I cheat? No, I didn't.
Should've.
Oh, okay,
damn! Keep playing as if it's...
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy paid $15.
Yeah,
he's in the Discord.
Yeah.
On the speed date right now.
Do you miss her?
Do I miss her? Mm-hmm. From time to time, but you know.
Then why are you here right now?
Why am I here right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna eat it.
To go move on.
Her.
No, to move
now.
On.
No.
So you, no. Then. Yeah. You're gonna help me move on. Actually.
So I don't want to be a rebound.
You don't want to be a rebound.
Hell no.
You go be a layup.
Wait, how big's your dick?
How big is my dick? Five on like my best day.
So like four.
So yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
No, but you could get me to five. Looking at you right now, you could probably put me to five.
How much money do you make?
How much money do I make? Mm-hmm. Realistically, we could run up a bag together.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I'm down.
The money gets
her in. Oh man. Yeah. I could see how guys be folding though.
Yeah, no, she
it's on the spot.
Yeah. And then like people like watching, like I feel like guys kinda like, you know, crumble a little bit.
Yeah, and the way you ask the questions too is
very direct, very aggressive.
Yeah.
She'd be playing hot seat with them.
Yeah.
She'd really be playing hot seat.
No, actually no, I could see how this could be like funny. Mm-hmm. Oh man. You know what would be mad funny if I had a guy like on an earpiece and I'm just feeding him lines as he's on the e-date.
No, I feel like she's too fast for that.
Huh?
She's too fast.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
The guy gonna listen. What happened? Are you not paying attention to me? Do you not want to be here? Why would you pay to be here if you gonna take 10 seconds to reply? And then he go fold.
I think he'd be like, oh shit, man.
Jimmy's like, yo, just dip. On board. Oh shit.
Oh man. That's funny. No, I think Gabe brought up some good points.
Yeah, those are really valid points.
Yeah. But no. Thank you guys for coming on to the podcast. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been fun. That little bit right now. Yeah. I've been in a relationship for too long, so I'm just getting back into the game. So I'm rusty too. You know, I feel
that's
like
all her.
What do you mean?
Like advice is to him. Like obviously he took him. He asked him.
I don't need any advice.
Yeah.
I can tell when a guy like needs it. I think you're fine.
Yeah, I'll be straight.
Yeah, judge from what you just did with her.
No, John don't need it, bro. No, you a cutie, bro. Come on now. Come on. All right, no, but you guys could watch this podcast on YouTube, but more importantly, I want to get the Spotify numbers up. Go ahead and listen to the podcast on Spotify. The link will be down below. And Fan House, you know, go follow Kaylin on Fan House. Go follow me on Fan House. Go follow John on TikTok.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.